question today is, how was the Holy Spirit revealed in the Old Testament time? And the best thing we need to do to answer any question, especially about the Holy Spirit, is just to go to the Bible. We know that the Bible said in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Also, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 20 said that no scripture is of any private interpretation. You cannot take one scripture and build a doctrine on it by itself. It's got to fit the entire Bible. Now, I know we're living in a day when a lot of people don't believe that the Old Testament times, that the Holy Spirit did anything. But that's not true. Even back in the foundation or back down in the council halls of God, we know that there was a meeting of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And as far as the plan of salvation was concerned, we've dealt with this in a previous question, but we know that the Father more or less planned the salvation plan. The Son said, I'll produce it, I'll provide it. And the Holy Spirit said, I'll produce salvation because they'll not come to me, and therefore I'll produce it. So the Holy Spirit has always been around. I know there's different parts that He plays in different times. I know in the New Testament time after the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit indwells every believer, but that's not the way it was in the Old Testament time. So therefore, the question is, how was the Holy Spirit revealed in Old Testament time? So I want to look at some things and see, and I'll deal with a lot of scripture because God's Word is what's important. The Bible says, first of all, let me just say He was revealed in the Old Testament time as omnipotent. In other words, all-powerful God, yet all-powerful in the Holy Spirit. And by the way, let me say, if I use the word Holy Ghost instead of the word Holy Spirit, don't let that bother you. We know that in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit is translated on about 3 or 4 times. I can't remember exactly how many, but only a small number compared to 90-something times that it's translated Holy Ghost, the same words. So therefore, the Holy Ghost is the Holy Spirit, is the Spirit of Christ, is the Spirit of truth. And so we could go on down the line with some of those terms as far as the terms are concerned about the Holy Spirit. We know that He's the Spirit of God. He's the Spirit of judgment and burning, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of grace, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of God. And so therefore, we just need to understand that. And that's in the Old Testament time. New Testament, He's the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, the Comforter, the Spirit of the Lord. He's the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of promise, the Spirit of adoption, the Spirit of grace, the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of wisdom, and the Spirit of holiness. But that makes no difference when. There's still always a time, every time, every dispensation, even man-made or God's biblical dispensations, the Holy Spirit has always been present. So how is revealed in the Old Testament time as omnipotent, sharing, first of all, the work of creation. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 2 says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. That's the Holy Spirit. Job 26:13 says, by His Spirit He hath garnished the heavens. His hand hath formed the crooked serpent. God's Spirit, by His Spirit, even He created the devil, if you please. I know he was an archangel that fell. We'll deal with that in a question at a later time. Job 33:4 says, the Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. And the psalmist said this in Psalm 139, verse 14 and 15, I'll praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when thou was made in secret and carefully wrought in the lowest part of the earth. In other words, the psalmist said life began in the womb, and the Spirit of God is the one who began that life in the womb. The Spirit of the Lord hath made me, Job 33:4 said. Psalms 104, verse 30 said, thou sendest forth my spirit, thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. So he is, we see he's, how is the Holy Spirit revealed in the Old Testament time? As omnipotent, sharing the work of creation. He's also revealed as omnipresent, present everywhere. Psalms 139, verse 7 says, whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? We can answer that, nowhere. You can't go because the Spirit is everywhere. We also see the Holy Spirit revealed in Old Testament time as striving with men. The Bible said in Genesis 6:3, "And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. John 6:44, Jesus said, No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up at the last day. Draw means to impel, to persuade, and to compel by love. And that's Holy Spirit, the one whom the Lord Jesus sent back, is the one that's doing the drawing. It's His work. My spirit is striving with man. And there's hope for an individual as long as there's a preacher of righteousness, a striving spirit, and an open door. Thank the Lord we're living in that day today, the day of grace. And thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit as He was revealed even in Old Testament time as a striving with men. And truly does it today in New Testament time. He's also revealed in Old Testament time as enlightening. Job 32 verse 8 said, But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. And that's through the Holy Spirit. He's also revealed as enabling. He enabled them to prepare and build the tabernacle. In Exodus 28, verse number 3, he said, Thou shalt speak unto all that are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. He is the spirit of wisdom, and he enabled them to prepare and build the tabernacle, all the furniture of the tabernacle. Bezalel, in Exodus chapter 31, verse number 3, it speaks of him as said, I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. Exodus 35, verse 31 said, And he hath filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and all manner of workmanship. Twice that's mentioned of filling the one that God used to be the one, more or less the superintendent of working, building the tabernacle. So he enables to build, to prepare and build the tabernacle. We see him revealed as enabling to give. Exodus 35:21 said, And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing, and they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garments. And everyone whom his spirit made willing, his spirit made willing, not just the spirit of man, but the spirit of the Lord. In verse 30, chapter 36 of verse 4 through 7 of Exodus, it says, And all the wise men that brought all the work of the sanctuary came every man from his work which they made, and they spake unto Moses, saying, The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. And Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, Let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to be made, and too much. In other words, the Spirit of the Lord made them willing, is what it amounts to. Now, the Bible says something in New Testament time. We ought to apply, even though I'm dealing with an Old Testament question, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 7, Every man according as he is purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. In other words, as we see that, it's talking about our heart needs to be stirred by the Spirit, not by just stirred by emotion. If we're stirred by emotion because of a need, maybe God may witness to that and say, that's good, you need to give. But the reason is that God stirs our heart, not out of necessity, he said, but in other words, because God gives it to us in the heart. So the Holy Spirit in Old Testament time and still working in the New Testament time in this way, he's working, he's revealed as enabling to give. He's revealed as enabling to receive and utter divine revelations in Old Testament time. Now, we've got that which is perfect has come. The New Testament is complete. The Bible is complete. We don't need any more revelations, and God's not going to add anything to it. That which is in part has been done away. But in Old Testament time, he enabled people to receive and utter divine revelations. Moses, and for example, in Numbers chapter 11, verse 25, it said of him, The Lord came up down in a cloud and spake unto him, and took of the spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. Now, it talked about the Spirit that was in him. It was in him not for salvation like we have in the New Testament time after Pentecost, but it was upon him for a ministry. And therefore, God took part of that out and gave it to these other 70 elders, and they prophesied. Also, when we think about David, he was given, enabled to receive and utter divine revelations. In 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse number 1 and 2, now these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, "And the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel, said, The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue." In other words, David spoke by the Spirit of the Lord. He enabled them in the Old Testament time to receive and utter divine revelation, even messengers of Saul. In 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 20, and this was when Saul was trying to kill David, as David was having to flee from him. And Saul sent messengers to take David. And when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel standing as appointed over them, the Spirit of the Lord was upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. So you see, he's talked about the fact that enabling in the Old Testament time to receive another divine revelation. Proverbs 21:1 says, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. And then, of course, there was in Nehemiah chapter 9, talking about the Levites there, "Yet many years didst thou forbear them and testify against them by thy Spirit in thy prophets, yet would they not give ear. Therefore gavest thou them into the hand of the people of the lands." In 2 Peter 1:21, he said, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." That's the Holy Spirit. In old time, he said, that the Holy Spirit moved upon them, enabled them to receive and utter divine revelations. Even the lost in the Old Testament time, they were enabled to utter divine revelations. Numbers 24:2, "And Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel abiding in his tents according to their tribes. And the Spirit of God came upon him, and he was a lost man." Folks, I tell you, God can do a lot of things. A lot of people said, "Oh, God doesn't show a lost man anything." Well, here's a man who was enabled to receive and utter divine revelation in Old Testament time. And even the dumb animals. And Numbers 22:28, "And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, What have I now done unto thee, that thou hast smitten me these three times?" Spoke something that God put in the mouth of a dumb animal. You see, the Holy Spirit is revealed in the Old Testament time. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit working in the Old Testament time and the New Testament time. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.